Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
It's quite an honor today to celebrate one of the NFL's toughest defensive backs, Mike Haynes, who played for both the Raiders and the Patriots during the hard-hitting 1970s and 80s. We have Mike Haynes' story and his Pro Bowl career in both a college and a professional football Hall of Fame, all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are here going to air this podcast on July 1st. And what a better way to do it than to celebrate the birthday of a Hall of Famer. Now, I know you're going to say, hey, you do that every single day. You call out all the college football Hall of Famers, all the pro football Hall of Famers, and the football history headlines every day in a post. You've done it for a couple years. Well, we're going to call one of these gentlemen out that is a great Hall of Famer, great cornerback, Mike Haynes, defensive back, played for both the Raiders and the Patriots. Now, Mike Haynes was born on July 1st, 1953 in Denison, Texas, and his birth and infancy were experienced in the Lone Star State. However, his family moved west, and this young man grew up in Southern California. Mike attended Thomas Starr King Middle School in Los Angeles. And after the fundamentals of early education were instilled, he advanced to John Marshall High School, where he excelled in football and track and field. Haynes barely ever had taken off the field when he played both sides of the ball in football. He was a dual star for the John Marshall High School Barristers. He played quarterback on the offense and cornerback on defense. Now, despite having the talent of Haynes on the roster, the Barristers ended with a dismal 0-7-1 record during Mike's senior year. It wasn't all horrible memories, though. This one's kind of interesting. Near the beginning of his final high school season in 1971, he went to get a drink mid-practice at the water cooler. And at the cooler, he saw another boy in street clothes standing beside there to greet him. And Haynes asked him, he said, hey, why aren't you wearing your gear for practice? You know, practice is going on right now. Well, the lad was a bit nervous talking to the team star player, and he grinned and answered, it's because I'm 12 years old. This chance meeting, as mundane as it sounds, was really kind of epic. The Barrister water boy that season was none other than future Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winning head coach Andy Reid. He was there learning about football humbly as a hydration specialist, 12 years old. Pretty amazing story. Paths will cross in a small world of football. Well, the emptiness of losing the gridiron season could be overshadowed by Haynes, as he on the track and field team really must have made him feel a little bit better than some of the other players that played on both. Because Haynes became a record-holding long jump holder at the John Marshall High School, a mark that still stands today over 50 years later. The monumental leap in his final regular season track meet measured 23 feet and 5 inches. The talent of Mike, as well as his teammates, saw the Barristers take home the league championship in track in that LA area. To memorialize the legendary athlete that attended their school, John Marshall High opened up Mike Haynes Stadium in 1981 to pay tribute to the two-sport star that bears that name. Now, after his scholastic graduation in LA, Mike accepted an offer to attend Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. He quickly became the team's top-off defensive back from 1972 to 1975. The skill of this promising quarterback was part of a Sun Devil defensive unit that went 9-2 in Haynes' freshman year. The team wrapped up the season with an impressive 49-35 victory over the Missouri Tigers in the Fiesta Bowl. a quarterback by the name of Danny White throwing for 266 yards against a tough Tigers defense, well, that didn't hurt either. They had some great players on offense. With experience, Mike was even better in year two in college, and so was the ASU football team, winning double-digit games. And on the season, the Sun Devils allowed opponents only 171 points that year. And Arizona State, again, completed the campaign by winning in the Fiesta Bowl. Their victim in 1973, though, was the Pitt Panthers in a 28-7 trouncing at the bowl game. Now, the team lost some core players and backslid to a 7-5 record in 1974. But Haynes was stellar, posting 11 interceptions as he was gaining the reputation of being a ball hawk in the secondary, as well as gaining the honor of returning punts for the Devils. The fine defensive play from him and the ASU defense allowed Mike to return a school record 45 punts during the 1974 campaign. Many would be satisfied with a junior season like that and just sort of coast in their senior year. But Mike Haynes had saved his best college season for his senior season. In 1975, Mike returned two opposition punts to the house for scores, and his normal stingy pass defense was very evident, and a lot of times quarterbacks would throw away from him. The biggest thing that Haynes admittedly took from his final year may have been the advice from his ASU head coach, Frank Cush. Coach pulled Haynes into the office midseason and showed the young player a newspaper headline where one of the NFL's premier defensive backs, George Webster, had been released by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the message that stardom in the NFL is short-lived, and it is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type of employment. Well, that life-changing conversation persuaded Mike Haynes to finish up his ASU experience as a student with a degree in business as a career backup plan in case football didn't work out for him. He groomed his aggressive playing style while attending ASU as well, where he earned a spot in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2001 per the National Football Foundation's website. As luck would have it, Webster, the man who he learned got cut by the Steelers, would again find NFL employment, and it would be on the same team that would draft Mike Haynes at first, the New England Patriots. As a professional career, Haynes ended up turning into a resume of a Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback as he played not only for the New England Patriots, but for the Los Angeles/Oakland Raiders as well. Mr. Haynes was a 9-time Pro Bowl selection, including earning first-team All-Pro honors twice in his 14 seasons in the league. And he also won the Defensive Rookie of the Year honors in 1976 and eventually earned a Super Bowl ring while with the Raiders. So just a tremendous athlete, a tremendous story by Mike Haynes, and one of the greatest cornerbacks that's ever played the game. Shutdown corner. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of football history. Hope you'll join us each and every day for more. You can find even more sports history with all my friends over on the sportshistorynetwork.com, and or you can go to our website, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, where we have some great things going on there. And don't forget that if you want to take in a little bit of a sports history in a different manner, we have Orville Mulligan. You can go to orvillemulligan.com or look for Orville Mulligan on your favorite podcast player. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.